Tom Wheelwright is a leading wealth and tax expert. He's author of the book, Tax-Free Wealth, How to Build Massive Wealth by Permanently Reducing Your Taxes. He's also advisor to Robert Kiyosaki, the successful author of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. And I actually had Robert Kiyosaki on my show many, many years ago. And so I was delighted to see that Tom had worked with him. And also Robert Kiyosaki writes the foreword in the book. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks very much, Steve. Really, really great to be here with you.
You know, we've just experienced the inauguration of a new presidency. We've got 4 years of change ahead of us. With regards to taxes and the incentives that the government gives us all to invest our monies in certain ways, tell us what you think next year is going to look like.
I think it's going to be surprising to some people. I think we're going to get for sure the corporate tax reform that Trump has talked about and that Paul Ryan has talked about. I do think we're going to see lower corporate tax rates. We'll probably see the tax amnesty where Google and Apple and those companies are able to bring their money back at a lower tax rate. And I think we'll see some major corporate changes. I'm not sure that we will see much in the individual area, maybe some in business. But if you look at the past, I was actually in Washington, D.C. during the Reagan years. And you notice in the Reagan years, we had the first few years were very much business and investment tax changes. There were three major tax changes in the first term, and we didn't see wholesale individual tax changes till the second term.
Yeah. I was talking to Steve Forbes about it, and he was looking, you know, he's a big proponent of the flat tax.
Right.
But he's now supporting this idea of a two-tier system, I think of 10 and 25% tax bracket. But you don't really see that happening in 2017. You see that more further years out.
I do. I think it's a big ask. You know, Trump and the Republicans, they have a lot on their table.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at repealing Obamacare, which is a tax, you know, has tax consequences.
Sure.
And you look at the corporate tax reform, which they're very tuned in, which is appropriate because we do have the highest corporate tax rates in the world. You know, I travel around the world and I see it. We're just kind of out of sync there. Plus, we don't have a value-added tax. So we're really at a disadvantage to a lot of other countries when it comes to our tax system corporate-wise.
Yeah.
So I think that's where they'll focus first. That makes sense. I don't think there'll be a lot of opposition to it. And then it's a matter of going to the individual stuff after that.
Most of us, except for those of us who are shareholders of these corporations, you know, have our own private tax liabilities to deal with. So what happens to corporations is of interest, but, you know, what does it mean to me? Repatriating money from overseas for Apple and others, you know, what does that mean to me? So let's talk about me and, you know, the royal we. What can we see this year so we can save the most amount of taxes legally and have that excess money to invest and grow our wealth and to have some fun?
Well, and that's the right question, of course. And, you know, I would say two things. First of all, you know, most people really are shareholders in these companies. I mean, they're through their 401k and their IRA and their mutual fund portfolio. So I do think it will have an impact on people's portfolios, likely, at least in the short run. As far as what we do from a tax standpoint, you know, first thing we have to remember is that the tax law is really nothing more than a series of incentives for primarily business owners and investors. And I think the good news for the business owners and investors is you're not going to see anything adverse coming out of this administration, I don't think, for business owners and investors. So it's still going to be that same as always is you want to reduce your taxes. You know, you don't have to be a big business. You can start a business in your home. You don't have to be a big real estate investor. You can invest in real estate, but there's huge tax incentives, as you know.
Yeah.
Huge tax incentives in real estate. There's going to be continued tax incentives, I think, in the energy industry, because there are huge incentives there, both for green energy as well as for oil and gas. And there are huge incentives in business. So, you know, I think there's just an amazing amount that we're going to be able to continue to do. And I think this administration will, you know, it looks like this administration will continue those policies.
I like the way you present this in terms of not advocating, you know, certain ways the government lowers our taxes or gives us incentives, but the very fact that the government decides what to incent. And right now, you mentioned real estate. So there's big incentives tax-wise to invest in real estate and also owning your own business because you can pass through expenses through the business and other factors like depreciating certain assets, which give you deductions off of your reported income and things like that. So those are two areas. Are there any other areas besides real estate and owning your own business? You know, what about the forlorn W-2 employee who's got nothing else?
You know, they don't have a lot. I mean, the tax law is really against, it works against them. So, you know, I would say there's really two, maybe three logical options for them. One is that, you know, the one that they've been doing, 401k IRA, that, you know, postpone the tax to a later year. It's like, you know, you're a kid, don't eat your vegetables till the end because you might not have to eat them, right?
Yeah.
So there's that, obviously. But, you know, there are a couple of things that they can do. You know, first of all, they can start a business. It's never been easier to start a business, an internet business, Amazon business, a multi-level marketing business, something like that in your home. You can do that. They can invest in real estate. It's pretty easy to invest in real estate these days.
Why do you say that?
Well, just because, you know, there's a lot of tools now to invest in real estate. So a lot of small real estate investors, we see a lot of people that are investing either in single family homes or they're investing in condos or they're investing in, you know, fourplexes, duplexes, things
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot more education than there was maybe, you know, even 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. As far as learning how to do that. And then the third thing they can do, and this is really for the high income people that are high income W-2, they don't get a lot of benefits out of real estate because of the passive loss rules that came in the Reagan years. But what they can get, really their sole tax shelter, so to speak, would be oil and gas. And oil and gas actually has the biggest immediate tax impact of anybody. And, you know, we're seeing oil and gas at an all-time, you know, really an all-time low. And so, you know, maybe it's time, you know, if you think oil and gas prices are going to go up, maybe it's time to buy.
Interesting idea. Yeah. So go out and buy some oil wells.
it's actually not that hard to do. I mean, I'm an investor in oil and gas wells. You actually get a deduction of up to 80% of your investment the very first year. Right. So it's a pretty big deduction.
Yeah. But you better be invested in wells that can break even at a pretty low price.
Yeah. You'd better. And that's the challenge right now. And you better be with a driller that's not going to steal your money. There's just a lot of charlatans out there.
That's right. So that's just a minor thing to watch out for, someone who's going to steal your money. Yeah. But it's interesting because, again, the government is incenting real estate, small business, and now we're talking about oil and gas. And the W-2 employee is pretty much, it doesn't have very many options. So at least for those of you listening that are W-2 employees, please, please, please fund your 401k, start an IRA, use what's available to you that the government gives to you. And one other thing that I want to say, look, with all of this energy being put forth on lowering taxes, bringing money home from overseas with corporations, lowering corporate tax rates, I'm not going to project that the stock market is going to do great next year. Nobody really knows. But on balance, it's going to be good for the economy, which is generally good for the stock market. So please get some stock, buy an S&P 500, even if it's for $25 or $50, put that away every month, let it alone, let it accumulate over the many, many years, and become part of the haves and not the have-nots, because that makes up the final difference. Unfortunately, Tom, we're out of time. Do you have any final words for us?
You know, the final word I have is don't be afraid of it. You know, the tax law is actually fairly simple. You know, find a good tax advisor and look for those incentives that apply to you, because there's literally thousands of incentives in all different areas, from sending your kids to college to, you know, investing in oil and gas to buying an electric car. So there really are a lot of tax opportunities out there.
All that can be found in Tom's book, Tax-Free Wealth, How to Build Massive Wealth by Permanently Lowering Your Taxes. My guest is Tom Wheelwright. Tom, you have a website?
Yes, taxfreewealthadvisor.com is our website.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.